This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the gaps are narrowing. An indirect negotiation between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release that the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar have all spent several weeks trying to broker. Blinken's sixth visit to the region since the start of the Israel-Hamas war began in Saudi Arabia before going to Egypt Thursday with a stop in Israel planned for Friday. In an interview with the Al Hadath Network in Saudi Arabia, Blinken said the mediators worked with Israel to put a strong proposal on the table. He said Hamas rejected it but came back with other demands that the mediators are actually working with. An Israeli airstrike has killed at least three Palestinian militants traveling in a car in the northern West Bank near the town of Jenin, according to Israeli and Palestinian officials. Islamic militant group claimed the three dead members, or men as members. The airstrike occurred as raids of the largest hospital in the Gaza Strip raged on for another day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he is determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, even as tensions between Israel and the United States intensify. Russia fired 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kyiv before dawn in the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in 44 days. Officials say air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, although 13 people, including a child, were injured by falling wreckage. Residents of Kyiv were woken up by loud explosions around 5 Thursday morning as the missiles arrived at roughly the same time from different locations. Ukraine's force says Russia launched two ballistic missiles and 29 cruise missiles. This is VOA News. European Union leaders have been gathering to consider new ways to help boost arms and ammunition production for Ukraine. Leaders will also discuss in the summit the war in Gaza amid deep concerns about Israeli plans to launch a ground offensive in the city of Rafah. Ukraine's munition stocks are desperately low, and Russia has more and better armed troops. New plans are on a table, notably to use the profits from frozen Russian assets to help rearm Ukraine and give its defense industry a boost. The leaders are also expected to give green light to Bosnia to open membership talks once certain conditions are met. Republican lawmakers across the United States are already jockeying to push their states deeper into immigration enforcement when the U.S. Supreme Court, if only briefly, let Texas enforce a new law giving police broad powers to arrest migrants suspecting of crossing the border illegally. Within hours on Tuesday, another court blocked the Texas law again. Same day, Iowa passed a similar bill. New Hampshire lawmakers are nearing passage of legislation to let police bring trespassing charges against people suspected of illegally entering the U.S. from Canada. In the state of Georgia, Republicans have advanced a proposal requiring eligible cities and counties to seek agreements to perform some immigration-related enforcement in jails to help the federal government. Federal Reserve officials signaled that they still expect to cut their key interest rates three times in 2024, despite signs that inflation remained elevated at the start of the year. The chair, Jerome Powell, said that the surprising pickup in inflation in January and February had not fundamentally changed the Fed's picture of the economy. It still expects inflation to continue to cool, though more gradually than it thought 3 months ago. The recent high inflation readings followed a six-month of steady slowdowns in price increases. The January and February data, Powell said, haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually and sometimes bumpy roads toward 2%. Consumer prices in the United States picked up last month, a sign that inflation remains a persistent change for the Federal Reserve and President Joe Biden's reelection campaign, both of which are counting on a steady easing of price pressures this year. As Venezuelan's government would have it, President Nicolas Maduro and members of his inner circle have been a target of several conspiracies since the last year that could have left them injured or worse. Few details have been released about the alleged plots, but socialist-led government has cited them in the arrest of 30 people since January. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.